No.
Yeah.
Take her away.
Brendan.
Travis Boak, he's just a little bit of tightness in his hamstring, so I'm not going to take any risks in a JLT game. And he's had a great preseason, done nearly all the work, and he's very fit at the moment.
So very precautionary, any doubt for round one?
Very precautionary, yeah.
So you're confident he'll play round one?
At this stage, yep, tracking along nicely with round one.
So what about the others like Jarrod Pollock and Wingard, also with the hamstrings? Are you confident they can?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot day here, 35, but look, they got some minutes they have to get to for us. So we have, the good thing about JLT, you get to have 8 on the bench. So we'll keep 2 or 3 over, and they'll play a certain amount of minutes and come out of the game, and these guys will come in. So we're very confident they'll get through those and get through them well.
Beyond the loading times you want to get into the play, what else are you looking for
tomorrow? Look, we... some of our entries, little stuff we've talked about pre-season we wanted to work on. So a lot of us about have entries inside 50, wanted to improve that. We got a little improvement last week. We just didn't get the amount of inside 50 as you normally get. Every team wants to work on their defence and restrict the oppo, so we're no different. It's great to get to play in our home ground where we train all pre-season and get to play the Crows.
And Tom Rockliffe, happy with his progression? I know he's not playing tomorrow, but... going along nicely?
Yeah, he'll do some match sim over the next week and a bit, so he'll get a full week of training in and start really preparing for round one. And look, he's tracking along really nicely at the moment.
And I know he's not playing in round one because he's suspended. Does that make it doubly important for Robbie to play tomorrow to get some conditioning?
Yeah, that's right. He's going to have 2 or 3 weeks off now after this game. But there are some Magpies games, so whether you roll him out of one of them, I'm not sure. But look, Robbie will play most of the game tomorrow, and yeah, we're expecting to play well.
What about the forward line? Obviously, I think you kicked 8 or 9 goals against West Coast in the first JLT a couple of weeks ago. Is that still an area you're looking to fine tune and improve with a few new pieces coming in this season?
Yeah, we're still all getting together as a group and gelling, working out how each other plays. Obviously, Charlie was pretty good again last week, and Robbie was a bit quieter than he has been in the past. But you throw Watts into that mix, Motlop. Aidan Johnson hasn't played much footy, so we throw some new players in. Todd Marshall plays this week as well. So it's going to be great for our club to get all those guys playing. Our challenge is coaches to get them playing well together.
Do you know your ideal balance of tall forwards and small forwards? Because you've got probably 4 taller forwards that could potentially all line up, but I suppose they can get around the ground a little bit. Do you know your ideal balance?
I suppose when we kick 20 goals, we've got our ideal balance. But look, we've got some talls. You know, if you look at Richmond last year, they played one tall and a lot of midfielders and small pressure players. I don't think we'll go down that path. We've got some tall players that we think can add to our forward line and help us kick big scores. So we'll keep mixing around with our mix and make sure we get it right.
Brendan, just on last night, you obviously played under Choco, who was an amazing coach in this footy club. Can you just tell us what it was like to play under him, and you know the award that he received last night
is
obviously significant.
Yeah, it was a great honour. I knew 3 of them really well. You know, Bobby Clayton, everything that was said about him last night is spot on. One of the nicest people you can meet in football. You know, Choco, I've been in football 21 years, I think, and I've been with him for 18 or 19 of them. Just can't get away from him. But look, that was a great honour for him and the family last night. And you saw how emotional he was. And I said before, I've never seen him cry. So for him to get that emotional about the club he loves is great for the club. And obviously Treader's a legend. If he played in Victoria, he'd be a lot higher status than what he is here.
What was he like to play with Treader's? Like, you're obviously great players together in a fantastic team. What made him so good?
Like I said last night, he was very hard to stop when he was on the lead. He marked the ball really well. But the thing for him, he was 6'4", and the ground balls, he'd never fumble a ground ball. He could pick it up and turn on a dime. And even when he had his bad knees, he could still do that. So for a key forward to be able to do that, that was good. And his goal kicking was pretty good too, wasn't it? So,
Brendan, there's no points on the line tomorrow, but is it time that you gained a bit more pride in showdowns against Adelaide after what's happened the last 3 years?
I've only been here for one, but we did lose twice to them last year. But yeah, that's right. Well, I think we've lost 4 or 5 in a row now. It's funny that showdowns work a bit like that. Times when we won 10-11, they won 8 or 9. It just goes in cycles. But yeah, we're ready for that cycle to finish and start becoming our wins. Like I said before, it's great for them to have to come to suburban ground in the Alberton, get all the Crow supporters down into the heartland, and hopefully get a good result here.
That must be nice to be able to play a game out here and reward the local fans around the footy club.
Yeah, not just the fans, the community as well. A local community around here. They love Port Adelaide, local businesses. Be someone's show tomorrow. So that's going to be great for the club. And to have all that come to Alberton, hopefully get a big crowd, and hopefully get a good game to go with it. Oh, we try and win every game we're in. Doesn't matter if it's JLT, a practice game, internal trial, whatever it is, we're trying to win every game. For us to play against the Crows, it's just an added bonus, I suppose, that you know they've got the wood overs for the last five games, but we think we've got some things in place to help that and to fix that. And like I said before, them to come down the road and to play here would be great for us and hopefully be great for them to experience it.
Now you mentioned a lot of individuals, I'm sure you don't talk about Pollock,
hardly
did anything out there today. I mean, any doubt to be held out tomorrow, or
he'll play? No. We have five or six guys that don't train 2 days in a row. Every club has that. You were seen today with 6 or 7 walking laps, so they're all fine for tomorrow and ready to go.
So Pollock trained yesterday?
Yep, flat out.
Was Jack Watts a bit sick last night? Is he
all
right to play?
Yeah, he's fine. He actually trained today as well. I think he had a bit of a migraine, so we thought it was gastro, but he actually had just a migraine, so he gets that from time to time, apparently.
Beautiful.
Thanks, good.
Thanks, lady.
Get to the heartland, eh?
Yeah.
Josh Franco, migraine.
Just 2 cans for
him?
Just 2 cans of West End.